all profits go to the upkeep and maintenance of our legendary radio ship, Ross Revenge.
On 648 AM, DAB, online, on your smart speaker, this is Radio Caroline.
The personal top 15s on Radio Caroline.
Ah, there you are then. It's January the 2nd. Good morning, this is David Naylor with my first Top 15 at 9 of the brand new year, 2026. And my listener in residence today is one Martin Borrell of Swaffham. It's an hour of some of Martin's favourite tracks and his second collection to be broadcast on the Top 15 at 9. So let's hear what Martin has chosen for us in his eclectic mix of 14 tracks.
I realize that I've been, in your eyes, some kind of fool. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. I've been doing some dying, now I'm doing some trying. So say, don't mind, and let me off this time. I came into this scene when my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide and who's glad with what it had? I've been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say don't mind, you let me off this time. Some better line. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared where you're going. So say you don't mind, you let me off this time.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Opening up this edition of the Top 15 at 9, a pair of tracks began with the wonderful Colin Blunstone, Say You Don't Mind, a remake of a Denny Lane composition. And we just heard the track that accompanied the closing scenes to an all-time favourite Christmas rom-com, Love Actually. It's the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. Oh, quick, pass the tissues. Let me just read you some of Martin's opening words from his email. David, my first Top 15 introduced several new listeners to Radio Caroline, but they asked, how can you limit yourself to just 15? For me, it's just impossible. So a year later, here I am, aiming to redress that with an eclectic mix of tracks featuring a dozen different artists to the original list, plus three of the same ones.
Oh, Just a dream. And though your door is always open, where do I begin? May I please come in, dear?
A Salvation Army band played, and the children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight. Bye, bye.
Hey, mama,
my listener-in-residence, Martin Borrell, has just happened to have chosen one of my own all-time favourite tracks there, Dream Academy's Life in a Northern Town, the band's first single in 1985, produced, incidentally, by Pink Floyd's David Gilmour. And before that, Supertramp, with a long song on today's playlist from Martin Borrell, Even in the Quietest Moments. The headliner track, of course, on the band's fifth studio album, released back in April 1977. And wasn't it just so, well, gorgeous? So, when I asked Martin, what makes a good record? Here's how he replied. What makes a great record? Well, for me, David, it's a complex mix of the changing tempo, soulful singing, meaningful lyrics, and the skill of the musicians. I hope this playlist reflects some of that ethos. Try watching the original videos or read the lyrics of these songs I've listed. I don't mind admitting, some of them bring tears to my eyes.
We're so sorry. There's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Thank you.
10cc, of course, the Wall Street Shuffle, preceded by a rather quirky recording by Paul and Linda McCartney, Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, produced by the legend that is George Martin. Nice to play a track that we don't hear very often. Martin, of course, is a massive fan of the Beatles. He says in his letter, David, I've deliberately left out my most iconic band. That's because I struggled to name my favourite top 30 Beatles tracks, let alone their respective solo careers. I was reminded of this recently when I watched the film Help during its 60th anniversary. I remember queuing to see the original release with my friend Richard Hyde and his mum. We were sat in the stalls when a guy sat in front of us wearing a large flower power hat. After a swift word, he complied with a polite request to remove it. Blimey, Martin, what did you say to him? Up next, one of my producer Katie Newman's special triple plays. Katie's taken three of Martin's choices and produced a great mix. Stand by for Led Zepp and Slade. No, not Merry Christmas, everybody. But first, a flashback from Fleetwood Mac.
Shall I tell you about my life? They say I'm a man of the world. I've flown across every tide, and I've seen lots of pretty girls. I guess I've got everything. Took my chances on a big jet plane,
Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. Children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach you in time. Meet you up there at the path run straight.
To find a queen without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. White man in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
in your own time.
Well, there's one of those T15 at 9 classic triple plays, the Black Country's Slade. Morning, Noddy. Apparently he listens. How does it feel? The full version. And before that, T15 at 9 legends Led Zepp going to California. And it's all kicked off with Fleetwood Mac's Peter Green's composition, Man of the World, which are played off the original 1969 7-inch vinyl record. Immediate Records IMO80. Yes, that's one from my Dusty Loft collection. My listener in residence today, Martin, recalls the days when cassette players for cars became popular. In the mid-70s, cassette players for cars were becoming more affordable, but the only cars we could afford were the older British bangers, which were still Positive Earth. My friends Mark, Chris and I spent an entire day isolating and reversing the polarity of a cassette player and speakers to get them into my friend Chris's Morris Minor. We then drove everywhere, including once London to Land's End, burning a pint of oil every 100 miles, listening to loud rock tracks. A particular favourite was Star by the Rolling Bones. In the 1970s, it was still rare to hear the F word in conversations. Whilst the lyrics actually went over the heads of young, innocent teenagers, we felt very rebellious. Well, Martin, I can't play the Stones' Star, but we do have this.
What a waste. fan. First night girls, every one night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste, rock and roll don't mind. Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could do the wild extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gallify. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Brilliant songwriter, a brilliant artist, Ian Dury and the Blockheads, What a Waste. And before that, Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit. This is the Top 15 at 9.
tonight.
This is the Top 15 at 9 from Caroline, where I've just played a release on United Artists label back in September 1978. Dr. Feelgood's Down at the Doctors was the first track from the Private Practice Collection. And preceding that, the Rolling Bones, a real T15 at 9 crowd pleaser. Gimme Shelter. Now, my listener in residence today, Martin, says, David, I was born at the start of the space race in southwest London. My musical tastes were influenced mostly by my slightly older friends and much older brothers. My original T15 lineup for today included much longer songs, but by reducing my choice to just 9 tracks, which was just too restricting. One of the many joys of listening to Radio Caroline is knowing that you'll always play tracks in full. Well, and so, my dears, we've almost reached 10 o'clock. Time for Martin Borrell's big one, Up Until 10. Today's number one choice, the big one up until 10, Love Rain or Me, The Who and Swaffham's Martin Borrell put together today's playlist of 14 tremendous tracks. He closes with these words. Thanks again to everyone behind Radio Caroline for the opportunity to share some great iconic music. Keep up the great work and I will continue to support you in every way I can. Oh, Martin, we're all blushing now. Today's programme was produced by Katie Newman. Katie, put that last mince pie down. I'm David Naylor. Thanks for listening and your company. I'll be back here on Our Lady throughout 2026. Bye for now. Take care.
The Personal Top 15s on Radio.